right now, it's extremely difficult for, if you're not military personnel or government personnel, to get in. Yesterday, we had one group of about nine of us, and four of us waited about 5 hours, and we ended up having to, we found this pilot that was willing to fly us in kind of under the radar, and we had to pay him to get us in, and he got us in. And then our other group, they were one of the only ones who were able to leave the Santo Domingo Airport to fly in, and they were, during the night, they were just dropped off at the end of the runway in Port-au-Prince and had to walk up to, the plane literally just banked, dropped them off at the end of the runway, and they had to walk about a mile to the airport because they didn't have clearance. So I say that to say is that it's extremely difficult if you're not military or government officials to get in. We contemplated going through the border just because it didn't look like we were going to get a flight out yesterday because we didn't have clearance from the Dominican Republic. And we've gotten reports that all three borders going in have, you know, around 1,000 people there just trying to go in and, you know, a flood of people from Haiti trying to get out.
Brad, I've talked to Gary Morsch last night. You know Gary?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Gary is flying out today, and Gary told me that he has hired a private plane to take him into Haiti. Do you have you heard that basically other people have had to do that too, hire private planes?
Well, that's what we've all had to do. Yes, sir. All nine people with us, we had to hire a private jet to get in from the Dominican Republic. And they're intermittently, what they're doing is there's literally hundreds of people just, you know, sitting at the airport in the Dominican waiting to hire planes. But what it is that, you know, we've even had planes turned back because they opened and closed the airspace into the Port-au-Prince airport because there are so many planes on the runway.
Wow. Brad, is it at all frustrating for you? Because I know you want to get teams in there. You want to get doctors and nurses and folks in. And I would imagine it has to be frustrating given the situation of being able to get in.
Yes, sir, it really is. Even on the ground, I mean, it took everything. You know, it was a full day. You know, we started at, I don't even know what time in the morning yesterday from the Dominican, and our last group didn't get in to Haiti till almost, you know, close to 10 last night. And then you have to get through all the traffic just to be able to get even to where you're going. It's extremely difficult, just to be quite honest. However, we're all just really praying for patience and God's direction and, you know, and how we're to handle all of that.
Have you been able to make a bit of an assessment at this point as to what 1-5 can do now?
Yes, we've teamed up with there's a consortium of organizations here right now, just among, you know, say the 10 or 15 people that's here. There are several organizations that are, you know, providing an effort in this with 1-5. And one of the things that it looks as if we'll be doing this week is we're currently assessing today mobile areas to do health clinics to get to the people, actually, to see if we can provide health care. Then as far as groups coming in, that'll really, with one of our partners, Mission of Hope, what will be organized through them, is they have the infrastructure and the resources as far as being able to get medical supplies in to be able to send for 1-5 to be able to send in surgery groups.
And your goal for 1-5 at this point, as far as you know, what's your goal for your organization at this point?
Right now it's just to really have an impact, to be able to, honestly, at this point, it's about finding as many people as we can that need help. Whether that's acute care, or whether it's infrastructurally, we just left an orphanage now of about 28 children. Unfortunately, the children, the wall did fall on him, and he did pass away. But these children, unfortunately, they were on their own right now, and we left two members of our team there to set up barbed wire around the fence around the compound so they could be secure, and then we're going to get them water right now. Fuel. That's part of 1-5 thing is, you know, that was unexpected for us right now. And so we're just trying to do our best to have an impact where we can.
How many are down there with you now from 1-5? How many is on your team?
1-5, there's two of us with 1-5 right now. We flew in the other people from Manus Mobile Missions. We just we met a team of medical people in the Dominican that we worked with that are with MANA. They came over with us, two nurses, and then a team from Northwest Haiti Christian Mission from up north in Haiti that 1-5 partners with in our HIV program. They just brought a doctor and three nurses down, and we've actually worked with them in the clinic last night. And so, you know, 1-5, there's two of us, but we also have a, you know, probably a team of about 10 of partners that we work with together.
Is the task pretty overwhelming at this point with the number of people you have?
No. The frustration is there's just so much to do, and it's so difficult, the lack of resources to do them. We're almost completely out of fuel right now to even do anything, and the lines to get fuel, it's just a mass group of people. But then, besides, you know, just the infrastructure is just pretty much torn down completely. So the cellular, you know, phones and things of that nature, it's just spotty at best. And so we're just very thankful that we got to speak.
Brad, are you hoping that you can get some medical personnel, doctors, nurses from the Kansas City area to volunteer to come down there?
Yes, it's going to have to be a necessity, most definitely. You know, just the people we've already seen are really a lot of broken bones, a lot of crushes, and so surgery and orthopedics will be desperately needed from the Kansas City area. And just even now, as we're going to our next place, we're just passing buildings that are just, literally, they're just non-existent anymore, where they're still trying to get people out. And so Mission of Hope is doing a very good job right now of setting up an infrastructure within their clinic and compound to accommodate 1-5 and other organizations to send surgeons and doctors from the Kansas City area and actually all over the U.S.
Okay, very good, Brad. Thank you so much. Those are all my questions, unless somebody else needs to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
As much help as people from Kansas City as we find out how, you know, people can become involved, it's desperately needed. I know none of us in the FAR have ever seen anything like this.
Hey, Brad, it's Dave. We've got teams of orthopedic doctors and nurses lined up. We've got people wanting to donate supplies. I know you need orthopedic doctors. What kind of supplies can we send with them that would be most help for you?
Definitely, other than
the obvious.
Surgery, anything surgical. I mean, there are just a lot of crushing injuries. There's going to be a lot of, they're going to have to, a lot of orthopedics. Wound care is huge, unfortunately. Yeah, the wound care and debridement and the surgeries. You know, last night one of our team members, Holly, I mean, they worked on a lady who had a crushed foot. We definitely need stuff like that.
Okay. As far as right now, do you prefer us to send any lay people at all, or do you want all medical?
What's that, partner? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said, do you want any lay people at all, or do you want just all medical personnel for the first couple of trips?
You will need strictly probably medical people. I really, David, I think the government, you know, the U.S. government and the other governments that are getting involved, I think they're really going to hopefully help with the food and the water. However, I mean, just the medical aspects are just going to be over. No.
Right, do you have
the food? Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong?
Yeah, y'all, it's just so bad. You just can't imagine.
tell us what you just saw that prompted that.
Just saw people. Yeah. So, and David, I really think that they have some pretty big, they have some pretty good resources here coming that'll help them set up a good surgery center at their place. One thing they said that they really need, and if we could help with them, that 1-5 could, is surgery suites. You guys would know a lot more about that than I would at, you know, at 1-5 in Newterra. But they said they'll need surgery suites to convert their medical rooms, because what they're doing is they're gonna clear out their whole school and some of the rooms that they have and make them surgery suites. And if they can, lab reagents and lab supplies to accommodate anything they find here, we desperately need that here. Because, guys, when I tell y'all we can't buy anything here, you can't buy anything here. There's nothing.
All right. Hey, Brad, what did you just see that caused you to say, oh, my God?
Just people on the side.
People. Okay.
That were passed away.
What else do you need us to do for you at the moment?
Man, to be quite honest, guys, just pray for us that that God honestly will use us in a way that we can, you know, make a difference here. It's just everywhere, and so you just kind of don't know where to plug in. And so we're trying to plug in the orphanage we just went to. We found out, you know, through some other people, through MANA, that these, you know, these kids were on their own. And so we went and checked on them, and one of the kids had been crushed by the wall. And so we left Wesley and Casey there. The whole back wall is unsecure and whole, so people were concerned they're going to come in and start looting their food. And so they're putting up barbed wire, taking barbed wire from other areas and setting up a secure area.
Okay. All right, Brad, we're going to try to
really
get do what?
Okay. We just found a neuro, I think.
Is that the orthopedic guy?
Some kind of, satellite phone. If satellite phone, you guys have to understand, I wasn't being difficult last night. We just had, it's a miracle that this phone is working. It really is a godsend. If we can get any forms of communication, we're finding that if you have AT&T regular phones, they're able to feedback on Voila right now. So any groups that come in or any way we can send any way of communication that will help, because a lot of people, you know, still can't find their staff members or any people that they work with.
Okay. Well, all right,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Now, we want to try to get a group down there with Global Missions in the next week. So we're going to need to communicate with you and how to coordinate meeting up with you at some point.
Okay. Marilyn at Mission of Hope, I've given them that information. She is the lady to coordinate it. That's okay?
Yep.
We're in contact with her.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry, guys. We got so much to pull
up here. Go ahead and go, Brad. You got greater things to do. So thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you guys for making it happen. And if you can let people know, David, to be quite honest, right now this is hard. But I really think the biggest thing that's needed right now is funds. That's all, man. You know, because we spent close to $5,000 yesterday in cash on medicine. It must anything. So if we get money to 1-5 for medicine and for fuel, it's going to be desperately needed.
Okay. All right. We'll say a prayer for you.
Thanks for everything, man. I hope I'll get you guys what you need.
Thanks, buddy. You did. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.